The next speaker is Peter Cameo.
I'd like to deal very briefly with this question that's being raised over and over again by faculty and certain students about the whole question of, are we, by trying to stop the CIA from recruiting on this campus, in effect, opposing a principle which we believe in very much, and that is the right of free speech for everyone? Now, that's a very good question. It's got to be answered. Now, I think what has been happening is there's been a certain twisting. You see, because what we are doing, in my opinion, is not violating anyone's freedom of speech. I want to repeat a few of the things I said just a few minutes ago. See, the CIA didn't come on this campus and say, we want to convince you. We want the microphone on Sproul Steps to explain our ideology, to explain our ideas. As I said before, their ideas and their ideology is classified. No one is allowed to know what it is, you see. In fact, the CIA was established because certain policies that this government wanted to implement, it could not do so legally. Because what it wanted to do, it could not do by winning the ideas and the will of people throughout this world. It wanted to violate not only our own laws, but violate international laws and so forth. So it set up an organization for that purpose. That is to function illegally, where the people have no control of it, do not even know what funds it has. We have no way, as citizens of this country, even knowing what this organization that's supposed to be from our government is doing. And no government that has to hide what it's doing is going to win freedom for anybody in this world. Because freedom is going to be won by the people of this world by knowing what's happening. All these secret negotiations are going on all the time behind the, you know, like they had Kosygin and LBJ get together secretly so the enemy won't hear, you see. And the United States then goes up and sets up this organization for the purpose, you see, for its purpose. Now let us look at ourselves as students. You know, don't we have the right to defend ourselves? Let me give you a parallel. It's not exact, but it's in essence the same thing, you see. In the South, if a Ku Klux Klaner wants to give a speech about how white people are superior, all right, his speech is no danger to us or to black people. It's no danger, the words. The danger is the acts, you see. And people have the right to defend themselves from those acts. Now, this underground secret organization, we know, has taken our organization that's supposed to have been ours, the National Student Association, and done with it what they wanted to without us knowing anything about it. Now, don't we have the right to defend our own organizations? Don't we have the right to stop an organization that is out to do and manipulate your lives, that openly engages in murder throughout the world? You see, we're not in any way stopping them from speaking. We're not stopping them from writing in a paper. For Christ's sake, the CIA has more fun. In fact, the CIA is writing all the time, you see. But they don't use their name. You don't know how many people right on campus may be hired by them, you see. We don't know what editorials appearing in some papers is written by the CIA. They're speaking all the time. And we want to know where they're speaking. Talk about freedom of speech. We've got a right to know, you know. But then they come crawling on this campus, not to speak to us. Oh, no. They crawl themselves up into the little room, and they invite some student, poor soul, a little confused, or psychologically unbalanced, who goes crawling up there, and the first thing that this secret agent says to the student is, you've got to sign a statement. A CIA-trained dog says to the student, you've got to sign a statement that you won't reveal whatever we say here. Did you read that article in the Examiner when they called, you call up the CIA, go look it up in the telephone book, it's in the telephone book, call them up. And they answer a phone. And you say, hello, what's your name? They say, that's classified. See? Where are you? That's classified. You see? Now, we're not saying at any time have we ever said that the individual, whoever he may be, or that the organization, wherever it might be, doesn't have the right to give its opinions or to express itself. But to come onto our campus and be part of the administrative policy with the condoned by the administration and with us having the slightest say whatsoever. Now I ask you, are they going to invite the mafias to come and recruit on campus? They're also an organization that engages in illegal secret. They don't reveal their names. They have some wonderful opportunities open for possible advancement, for possible, you know, income, just like the CIA has. And it's only a question of opinion of which one has got better morals or who's fighting for what, you know. But, you know, I'll pose a more fundamental question. This administration, just for free speech now, just because it says that everybody's got the right to hire, invite the CIA, and I ask that, invite the National Liberation Front. That's all. You say that's all? You say you're not siding? You say your position inviting the CIA is not taking a side on the question of who's murdering? Then invite those people who are defending themselves. There's some opportunities in the National Liberation Front. They have some exciting programs.